News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Man, you made some good bumps. That was Birdman put the bumps together for us, and so that one, yeah, that Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion is like one of my favorite intro music right now. Okay, listen, I got to tell you, folks, it's 4:35 p.m. right now on a Monday afternoon. Some of y'all are in, I always call it go-home mode already, and you were like thinking, I'm out of here. How can I get home fast enough? And oh, by the way, what am I going to eat for dinner? Let me just suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road out in Madison near City Hall, and the other one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville near Whole Foods. Yes, Just Love Coffee Cafe definitely does coffee. They got all of them. They got the dry roast. They can grind the beans for you, make a fresh, hot, steaming cup of black coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast. They got the cold brews. They've got the classics like lattes and cappuccinos and mochas and all of the good stuff, and they're good at it. But their food is something to behold, too. So I'm going to suggest to you that, like, for instance, I'm looking at the menu right now, and I'm getting hungry. The Jive Turkey Wrap is one of my favorites. The Jive Turkey Wrap, a flour tortilla, turkey, bacon, provolone cheese, spinach, and creamy pepper jelly spread served with chips and a pickle spear as Copper swoons in her chair right now. So, yeah, stuff like that. I mean, the sandwiches, the salads, the wraps, you can do breakfast for dinner. Anyway. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hey, the phone lines are open. You want to call in? 866-494-9866. Yeah, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on the things we've talked about so far today. So far, I've covered today the liberal mumbo-jumbo and also the political winds in Alabama shifting a bit. Where's the money coming from in the races? Who's ahead? Do we think there's going to be a runoff? And then we had Copper and the Birdman, and they were full of all kinds of opinions. Things like, what do you think? Should Governor Ivey meet with President Biden on the tarmac when he arrives in Alabama tomorrow? What do you think about the fact that Mike Durant's not going to do a debate? What do you think about anything else for that matter that we've talked about? 866-494-9866. Let me just go back to number two on the triple dipper here for a minute. So I called it liberal mumbo jumbo. What does that mean? Well, it means we talked about in detail the fact that liberals have a tendency to grab the English language and twist it to do something different than it was intended. Their goal is to, in the words of the article from the Federalist that I used, and I thought it was a very well-written article, that literally they are doing what they can to bully us by creating new terms, accusing us of not getting on board with their thought processes, slinging those terms out like we should have already known what they were saying. And yet what they're really doing is just distorting the English language. They're not even speaking proper English. The use of pronouns, you cannot refer to yourself as a they. I'm sorry. That's not anywhere in English 101. You cannot be grammatically correct and refer to yourself as they. It does not work that way. Get over yourself. How's that for an opinion? But other things in the left speak glossary of terms that I pulled off of a website, what was that called again? Unimac website. How about this one? A compassionate conservative, as defined by liberals, a compassionate conservative is one who. Where'd it go? Compassionate conservative, a concept used to allow the government to invade all aspects of your life through resource allocation. Yes, resource allocation. That's basically what that means, is called giving from one, taking from one to give to another. What else do we have in there? Divisiveness. Divisiveness, as defined by a liberal, is speaking ill of or disagreeing with socialists. Yes. Yes, it is. How about fairness? Very simple definition. Fairness for a liberal is defined as socialism. That's what's fair. Sharing things, all things, everything. At least not their things, but your things at the very least. How about fascist? What is fascist? How does a liberal define fascist? A fascist is opposition to the progressive theories of the left. Oh, yes. This goes on. One of my favorites is the definition of a .50 caliber rifle. A 50 caliber rifle is defined as the most powerful and terrifying weapon ever devised by the sick mind of man, possessing magical powers of self-will with wanton mass destruction as its goal, able to take down a jumbo jet from several miles away. No human other than a sadistic murderer ever used, wanted, or was even slightly interested in a 50 caliber rifle. There's the definition.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, I got a caller on line four, I think it is, Phil from Harvest. Hey, Phil, this is Phil Williams. How you doing today?
Hey, Phil. First of all, as a fellow veteran, I want to thank you for your service, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you as well.
Okay, thank you very much. And my thought was, if I was Kay Ivey, I would meet with President Biden and ask him why his administration was speaking with the possibly allowing Homeland Security and the VA to transfer or divert doctors, nurses, medicines, et cetera, from the VA to treat illegals at the southern border.
That's a great question. You know what? You're right. I saw that headline. That was a story that I haven't followed up on yet, but it's an epically bad decision. Basically, those of us who have served our country and have earned an opportunity for medical coverage may be hampered by the fact that illegals are flooding our southern border because of Biden's policies, and now those doctors and nurses are going down there to treat them. I saw that headline. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it's truly disheartening. I would urge all fellow veterans, if you feel like that, if you feel like it's wrong, to contact our congressmen and senators, which I've already done, good luck.
Outstanding. Good job, man. Appreciate you doing that. Hey, and thanks for being in the audience and appreciate your service. You sound like a right side ruffian. We appreciate you being with us. All right. Listen, the phone lines are open, folks. 866-494-9866. You got something else you want to throw in there? Come on in. 866-494-9866. That's the number where Copper will grab the phone. I'm continuing with the additional definitions. I mean, this is like a multi-page document that I printed out. But how about this one? What's a moderate? As defined by a liberal, a moderate is a leftist social in denial. A leftist socialist in denial. When a leftist wants to be perceived favorably, he'll claim the label moderate so as to lend some degree of credibility to his radical anti-right, anti-American positions. Yes, I see that. Okay, what else have I got in here? Resource allocation. I just used that term a moment ago. As a liberal, when they say things like, well, it's about resource allocation. The primary purpose of government, as they say, it's the only legitimate resource allocation is via coercion and extortion. Any other method of resource allocation, such as reason and cooperation, constitutes greed and should be discouraged. Oh, this gets even better. All right, how do you define someone who's rich? What?
Oh, I'll guess. Somebody who's taken too much from those less fortunate than they.
I thought you were going to say someone who doesn't work for WVNN, but that's okay. I just said that to you, Copper. I'm sorry.
Me too.
All right. So rich. Rich is defined as better than someone else and having achieved the status by your own efforts without the involvement of socialists or socialism. Being rich is, in and of itself, a criminal offense. All right. Okay. Here's one. And this, I've seen this. Tolerance. Tolerance is the free and unopposed reign of socialists and socialism, and failure to tolerate socialists and socialism is something that should not and will not be tolerated. Yes, and that is unfortunately true. I got an entire ream of those. I mean, and so, yeah, I would encourage you, get out there and look at it. But think about this. When liberals change the English language, why did they do it? They do it for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is to bully conservatives. They'll throw out terms like, you're supposed to know what that means. Don't you know to refer to me as they or them? Don't you know what a trans queer is? Don't you know what an LGBTQ plus something LSA, ABCQ, I don't know what else, XYZ is? No, I don't. Why would you, did you just add another set of initials to it? I don't know what that is. Or how about, you know, when you're looking at things and they say, well, this is about resource allocation. What do you mean? You got to take it from me and give to them, right? Well, yes. Okay. Copper, did we get a caller? Does she stay on? What's the deal?
Oh, no. She was just wondering where Biden was visiting, where the Lockheed Martin facility is located.
Yep. Lockheed Martin located down in Troy, Alabama. Okay. Yeah, just south of Montgomery. So down at Troy, near Troy University, that's where the Lockheed Martin plant is that makes Javelin missiles, which I personally find to be very cool. We are supplying the war effort over there. And they're branded, by the way. You can find photos of them online. They're actually branded. You can see it. And it says, you know, made in Troy, Alabama, which is kind of cool. All right, Copper, run us to a break. We'll go ahead and do that. We'll come back, wrap up the show for the day. Folks, if you want to call in, I'll take it. 866-494-9866 as we play out to a little more Aerosmith. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So we were sitting here during the break, and so Copper and Birdman got going on that list of definitions, and it got a little bit, I mean, I read through it, and it was still coming through kind of epically more funny when y'all were reading stuff. So what was the one, Birdman, that you that first got you?
Oh man, it was the end of the 50 caliber rifle, I believe.
Oh gosh. All right, well, it has to do with firearms, so yeah. What,
so the last line of this definition: the NRA celebrates each of these deaths by passing out cigars, brandy, $100 bills, and cheap handguns to preschoolers.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Was there others? You guys were in here laughing. I stepped out of the room for a minute, I came back, and y'all were just laughing. So what else was there?
The Second Amendment one just keeps going.
It does.
It's just like a run-on sentence. Okay, let me see if I can... Deep breath. A piece of irrelevant gibberish written by foolish, old, dead, white, violent, run-running, tax-dodging, paternalistic slave owners who wouldn't understand anything about our modern global economy if they saw it firsthand.
And that's for which word?
Oh, Second Amendment.
Lord.
It goes on and on.
It's only in the Constitution. I mean, come on.
Invoked today only by violent, ignorant, alcoholic, backwoods, gun-happy, I'll skip that part, neo-Nazi, hate-mongering, hairy-backed, crooked-toothed, smelly, white Neanderthals who love destruction and killing.
Hairy-backed, white Neanderthals.
It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
It keeps on going. Good Lord. What else? You got another one, Birdman?
Probably my favorite, Victim. Everyone and everything within the sphere of human influence.
Although they'd probably update it these days to say, except for straight white men.
Wow. Yes, by the way, Christian men, yes.
Yes.
Straight white Christian men, which you have to use the word cisgender, which I didn't know existed until most recently. In fact, is that a new word? Is cisgender a new word?
No, I think it was new when I was in college, and I was very confused. I was sitting in a classroom, and people were trying to explain to me that there was no such thing as biological sex, and I was like, what? Okay, I'm going to leave now.
Straight, right?
That's what that means. I think it means
straight.
Yeah.
Why don't we just say heterosexual? Isn't that what that means?
Because it implies that there's a normal and a different. So no, we have to come up with a different term for what we would call normal.
Okay, so I got an article right here from a website called fastcompany.com. And it talks about the fact that some of the stuff that I'm talking about, number two on the triple dipper here, is literally liberal mumbo jumbo because they do this. They rewrite the English language to suit their notions. And they do it on a regular basis, like to the point that, like I just said a moment ago, is cisgender a new word? I don't even remember. If that word was in the lexicon, I was not aware of it. I could have used that in Scrabble many times prior, but I did not know that word existed because I don't think it did. That being said, article from FastCompany.com is titled, "This Thesaurus Translates Between Liberals and Conservatives." There's actually a lady by the name of Melanie Hoff. She was a graduate student back in 2017 at NYU up in New York, and she worked in the Interactive Telecommunications Program, and she developed what she called the Partisan Thesaurus. A website still exists, although I went to it yesterday, and I think she's probably graduated and moved on, so it's not as active as it used to be. But you could type in a word, and it would tell you what it meant to liberals and to conservatives. It was the Partisan Thesaurus. Basically, as opposed to having a thesaurus where you get the meanings of words, this gave you the meanings of words from two different brains, all right? One side sees it this way, the other side sees it this way. And she actually built it, she said, by using different bodies of text and an algorithm. She said she has a one machine learning algorithm that's been fed two separate bodies of text. Says there is one corpus composed of liberal texts, including writings by people like Joseph Stiglitz and John Stewart and interview transcriptions from Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, while the other one is made up of conservative texts like books from Ann Coulter, Ayn Rand, Ronald Reagan, as well as transcriptions of interviews with Donald Trump and Chris Christie. So all said and done, she fed all of this in, and the algorithm then searches through to find meanings of those words from two different versions of thought. Now, I've got another article, though, that when I read it, well, first of all, understand me, it was from UC Cal Berkeley, all right? UCal Berkeley is known as being one of the most liberal institutions of learning in the world. Okay, that being said, article written in 2020 by somebody named Yasmin Enwal, and it says, how can the partisan divide be bridged when conservatives and liberals consume the same political content and yet interpret it through their own biased lenses? The thing that caught me was, as I read it, I realized that they're doing what I've been talking about. By using different words for it, all they're doing is saying things we already knew. Here's the deal. It says, okay, I'm going to read you a quote. You ready for this? Our study suggests that there is a neural basis to partisan biases, and some language especially derives polarization. In particular, the greatest differences in neural activity across ideology occurred when people heard messages that highlight threat, morality, and emotions, including personal experiences and the news media. What did they just say? What they just said was, your life experience and the perspectives that you come from, especially on things that deal with emotions, are how you develop your thought train. And I'm pretty sure they probably had a large government grant to pay for that. So, that being said, UCal Berkeley has determined that your life perspective is determined by your life experience and that you may see things different than the person down the street. You think? Well, there it is. All right, folks, liberal mumbo jumbo. I had a good time with that one. That one was actually pretty epically crazy. I didn't expect it to be, but it took on a life of its own, especially with you guys here in the studio. I'm not sure we need to get you guys in the studio together too often, but hey, let me switch gears real quick before we head out of time here. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So listen, the weather is definitely hotter. I can feel it. We walked out the parking lot a while ago, and yes, it has definitely changed. You got to get those systems ready for the hot months. Folks, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, you can reach them at 256-225-7311. They are your one-stop shop for all of your HVAC needs, gas or electric. Locally owned business, veteran-owned business, right here in the area serving Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. All right, that's it for the day. It is Right Side Radio, and we will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. You guys have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Have a great night.